We're going to take a look at the book of Revelations, chapter 21 today. And it talks about this new Jerusalem that comes down. So, what are the biggest, most valuable gems or stones you've ever seen in your life? In London, there's a place where during certain hours of the day, you can actually view the crown jewels. And when you look at these stones, it's roughly unexplainable how big and beautiful these things are. Some of the most beautiful stones on the planet. When England ruled the world, they gathered them, and it's impressive. If you ever get to London, you should go do it. It's well worth the time. Okay, November 20th, 22, I wrote a message entitled The New Jerusalem. It's number 2. We're in Revelations 21, and we're going to cover verses 18 to 27. My outline, the walls and the foundations, the 12 gates and the main street, the Lamb, and the Lord God. My introduction goes like this. As we look into the wonder of this new creation of God, it's hard for us to visualize the reality of the new Jerusalem. Take a step back and you're not just reading this, but you actually try to picture what this is like and what it means. It's really hard to wrap your head around it. One thought I would like you to consider is this. This new dwelling place of God and humanity is a structure that is totally transparent. Totally transparent. Think about that. It's more than amazing and beautiful. It shows us an important component of God and life with Him. Life with God should be totally transparent. Think about this. A relationship that is totally transparent. Can you imagine a relationship like this? Here on earth, is there anyone that you are completely, totally transparent with? No secrets whatsoever. Kind of hard to imagine, isn't it? I chose the new NIV Reader's Version of Revelations 21, verses 18 to 27. And I'll read this to you, but quite honestly, I have trouble pronouncing some of these gemstones. It goes like this. The wall was made out of jasper. The city was made out of pure as glass. The foundations of the city were decorated with every kind of jewel. The first foundation was made out of jasper. The second was made out of sapphire. The third was made out of tourmaline. And the third, emerald, the fifth, sarnax, the sixth, carlin, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th was made out of justrin, and the 12th was made out of amethyst. The 12 gates were made from 12 pearls. Each gate was made out of a single pearl. The main street in the city was made out of pure gold, as clear as glass. I didn't see a temple in the city. This was because the Lamb and the Lord God who rules are the temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. God's glory is its light. The Lamb is its light. The nations will walk by the light of the city. The kings of the world will bring their glory into it. The gates will never be shut because there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Only what is pure will enter it. No one who fools others or does shameful things will enter it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city. That's the end of our scripture reading for today. And I apologize for butchering some of those gemstones. This is one of those cases where following along in your Bible might be valuable. So this vision or picture of the walls made out of jewels shows us that the New Jerusalem will be a place of purity and durability. Purity and durability. I mean, there isn't anything much more durable than a diamond or a jasper. And this city will last forever. Think about this. In John's day, there was a temple that was the center of God's presence among his people. It was the primary place of worship. So there was a place where God's glory existed. When Jesus explained his new life, his new creation, a new relationship with them, there was no need for a temple. Oftentimes we think of a relationship with Jesus, but it's really all three of them. The center of worship with them in the center, The center of worship with them in this new relationship is the center of the born-again believer. It's within you, in your spirit. When we look at this, New Jerusalem, there's no need for a temple in this city. This is because God's presence will be everywhere. God will be light in the New Jerusalem. So the reality is God is everywhere now, but he just hasn't made himself visual. But there he will be. Think about this light that's in this New Jerusalem. So we looked at point number one, the walls and the foundations, and next, list of jewels and precious things. This list of jewels and precious things is showing us that overwhelming richness, unity, and splendor of the whole city. Here's something for you to think about. The list of the jewels roughly corresponds to that of the 12 precious stones in Aaron's breastplate. Back in Exodus 28:15-21, God instructed Moses to make this breastplate that Aaron would wear when he was going to lead worship. And it had 12 stones for the 12 tribes, and they roughly correspond with these 12 foundation stones in the New Jerusalem. A on your outline, the wall was made out of jasper. This is a reflection of the riches, the unity, and the splendor of God that we looked at back in chapter 4. So we were introduced to it in chapter 4, and now we get to look at it in practicality. B on your outline, the city was made out of pure gold, as pure as glass. So your blank is city. How can that be? Is it really possible? Is gold so pure as glass possible? The truth is that here and now, it can't be. God's laws of physics make it impossible for gold to be refined like that. Maybe what John saw was so utterly, incomprehensibly beautiful that these are the closest words he could find to convey his vision. Maybe it was so far beyond what he could explain. He tried to do it with that imagery of gold you can see through. God's infinite power for beauty and creativity means that he can transcend rules of our existence. What I'm trying to say there is because he's God, in this new place, he could make gold that you can see through. In God's infinite power, in his glorious future, he can make gold that shines with all the yellow luster and yet is transparent, clear, and wonderful as well. So here in the New Jerusalem, he can do things, or he will do things, that he doesn't do here. See on your outline, the foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of jewel. So your blank for C is foundations. The first foundation was made out of jasper. I can pronounce that one. The second was made out of sapphire. And the third was made out of chalcedony. That's the only way I can pronounce it. I found, in regards to this gem, Chaldron. It was a name of an ancient city, which now we see in modern Turkey. So apparently they mined it from that part of the world. The gem is sky blue aggregate stone with translucent colored stripes. Beautiful. The fourth was made out of an emerald. The fifth was made out of sardis. Sardis has parallel level layers of red and white within the stone. The sixth was made out of carnelian. The seventh, crystallite. Crystallite is a gem that is transparent. It's gold or has a yellow tone to it. The 11th was jacinth. The 12th was amethyst. So, reading those in your Bible, you'll probably do better. I listen to them audibly, trying to understand how to pronounce them, but quite honestly, I butchered them pretty bad. Sorry about that. So our outline, the New Jerusalem 2, first we looked at the walls and the foundations. Now let's look at the 12 gates and the main street. A on your outline, the 12 gates were made out of 12 pearls. So gates is the blank to A. Each gate was made out of a single pearl. Try to visualize that. Each of the gates of the city was a single 1,500-mile-high pearl. Think about a pearl that's 1,500 miles high. Just to try to illustrate it, it's 1,500 miles from Sterling, Illinois to Los Angeles, California. That's how big these gates are, from here to LA. That's a big pearl. Earthly pearls are formed in response to the wounding of an oyster's flesh. So, all these gigantic supernatural pearls will remind us saints throughout eternity of the magnitude of Christ's suffering and its eternal benefit for us. Be on your outline. The main street of the city was made out of pure gold, as clear as glass. So your blank is main, the main street. You have most likely heard about these streets of gold before. People talk about those often. If one was to stop and think about it in terms of our world and reality, what we value here as most precious is road construction materials there. My son Chris sometimes runs a blacktop paver and makes a street out of blacktop. Can you imagine a paver that's pouring pure gold? I bet you Chris would like to drive that thing. So, the New Jerusalem 2, point one, the walls of the foundations, point two, the 12 gates and main street, and point three, the Lamb and the Lord God. A, I didn't see a temple in the city. Your blank is temple. This was because the Lamb and the Lord God who rules over it is its temple. So think about no temple for a minute. Several passages tell us there is a temple in heaven. In Revelation 3:12, we saw that. In Revelation 7:15 and 11:19, they showed us a temple in heaven. Here it's clear that there is no temple in eternity. So how can this be? How can that be? Well, you see, the temple is not a building. It's the Lord God himself. Verse 23 continues the thought of no temple except God and the Lamb. So God is the temple. And when we looked at that earlier in Revelations, it was our introduction to the reality that we will live in one harmony with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They will be the temple. It's the glory of God that illuminates all heaven. This defines him as its temple. There's no need for a temple in the eternal state, since God himself will be the temple in which everything exists. The presence of God literally fills the entire new heaven and new earth. We see that in verse 3. Going to heaven will be entering the limitless presence of God. Think about that. The limitless presence of God. People try to draw a building or define a building, but really what you're entering into is God themselves. Limitless and eternal. Be on your outline. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. So we have three blanks: city, sun, moon. God's glory is its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Where we live, the sun and the moon represent the splendor of God in the heavens. But there, they are only pale in comparison to the brightness supplied directly by God. So oftentimes, when we're here, we gaze at the sun or the moon or the stars in heaven, and they represent the splendor of God. But there, all we know here pales. Let me try to illustrate the difference of the sun and moonlight and God himself. Have you bought any of these new LED screw-in three-light panel lights? You just take the bulb out and screw this thing in that has three wings, LED panels. I replaced a single LED 100-watt bulb in my garage with one of those three-paneled LED lights. Took the 100-watt LED out, screwed that thing with three wings in it, and there's no comparison. The light from those three panels is so much whiter and so much brighter than the bulb that they don't even compare. That's what it'll be like there. The magnificent brightness of this light fulfills Isaiah's prophecy in chapter 60, 19 and 20. So Isaiah wrote this in chapter 60, verse 19 and 20, explaining this beforehand, what this light and eternity will be like. God will be the light of the new Jerusalem. He is the light. Remember Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. Light represents what's good, pure, true, holy, and reliable. Darkness represents what is sinful and evil. The truth that God's glory illuminates the city means that the city will be enveloped by him, who is perfectly holy and true. Light also is related to truth in that it exposes whatever exists. Just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, so sin cannot exist in the presence of a holy God. So stop and think with me for a minute. Light exposes things. You can't see things. You turn on the light or you turn on the flashlight in your smartphone and you can see it. It exposes things that are there. And when we become closely related with God and allow his light to shine into our life, it exposes evil and darkness and sin that needs to be dealt with. Albert Einstein has been quoted to say in regards to light and dark that darkness is simply an absence of light. Dark is just absence of light. The city will be completely without sin and evil. Can you think of that? Absolutely no sin, evil, darkness. We will be able to worship God throughout the city. Nothing will hinder us from being with him. A perfectly true, transparent relationship. See on your outline, the nations will walk in the light of the city. So nations is your blank. The kings of the world will bring their glory into it. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. The nations literally is translated the people. This means that the redeemed people from every nation, ethnic group, will dwell in heaven's light. Literally, all the redeemed from all time will be there in this light and wonder of God. The eternal city, there will be no divisions there. It has no barriers or exclusions because of one's race, one's politics, or one's thoughts. D on your outline. Its gates will never be shut because there will be no night there. So your two blanks are no night. Think about that. It never gets dark there. You never go to sleep. It's always light. Always. In ancient cities, gates needed to be shut in case of an attack at night. But the gates of the New Jerusalem need never be shut, and that is a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in 60:11. As we look back at it in Revelation 20:11-15 and 21:8, all uncleanness, corruption are excluded. We also looked at it in Revelations 21:27. There is no uncleanness, no darkness, no evil. Only what is pure will enter it. No one who fools others or does shameful things will enter it. E on your outline. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter. So your three blanks are only those names. And that's the end of it. If your name is in there, you're in. If it's not, you're not. All kinds of people in eternity will dissolve into the people of God, and they will move freely in and about the city. So that phrase, will dissolve into the people of God, that was the best illustration I could come up with. That when we get there, we will all dissolve into one pure, clean light. I was making something on the stove the other day, and I put some salt into the boiling water. And as soon as it hit the hot water, it disappeared. It dissolved right into the water. That's what will happen there. When we enter this water of life, we will dissolve into and be as pure and translucent, transparent as God himself. Not everyone will be allowed to enter the New Jerusalem, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So don't think that you'll get in because of your background, who you're related to, maybe your personality or good behavior. Eternal life is available to you only because of what Jesus Christ the Lamb has done. The only way to experience this wonder of this glorious crystal cube and life with God eternal is what Christ has done in his life, death, and resurrection. That's the only way to get there. Will you trust him today and then secure your citizenship in this new creation? I pray that you would begin to think of him as the only key, the only way to get in. The only door to get in eternity is through him. Think about that and talk with him honestly about it. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so deeply thankful that you had John try to write this down in such a way that we could understand and see what it's going to be like. The wonder of it is beyond what I can explain. The glory of even the jewels is beyond what I can pronounce. But there, everything will be pure and white. We will all dissolve into the living water and be as transparent and translucent as water is itself. And your light will shine among us. Until that day, Father, would you please fill us with your life and your light here and now? And may we not be stingy with it, but openly and freely share it and give it to this dark world we live in. Thank you in Jesus' name.
It seems like all I can see, enemies surrounding me. It seems like all I can feel are lies you're not real. But I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the one who made the earth and heavens. And I believe that you're more real. What eyes can see. And I believe these hills are for the mighty angel army. God of the angel armies, you're mighty to save. God of the angel armies, you're worthy of high praise. God of the angel armies, yeah, you will fight for us. God of the angel armies, you come down and praises, they go up. Finally, I'm starting to see things are not as they seem. Nothing can come between your mighty love for me. No ear has ever heard, no eye has ever seen what you have planned for those you set your love upon. I believe you're greater than I could ever dream. And I believe that you're coming again, the mighty angel army. God of the angel armies, you're mighty. God of the angel armies, you're worthy of high praise. God of the angel armies, yes, you will fight for us. God of the angel armies, you come down and praises, they go up. Praises go up. You come down. Praises go up. I believe this city's full of mighty angels.